Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, isn't it refreshing?
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5. Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the ski and snowboarding or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport, when airports smell great.
Ta-da-da.
I would recommend you start watching YouTube right now, or you stop watching YouTube right now, depending if you want to see Allie take her pants down again for another round of jab ass. We have not been doing a great job of helping to get Allie pregnant. She didn't want any of our sperm, which was rejection. We first felt that way. And now she has decided she doesn't want us to inject her anymore with the daily dose of hot oil and progesterone because we haven't been doing it right. So we've turned to TV nurses, stars of different shows that will be coming in here, a cavalcade of celebrity nurses. We kick things off with someone who goes by Nurse Princess de la Cruz from The Pit, which is a hit show. This is Kristen Villanueva. Welcome to K-Rock, and thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you.
You have done many, many hours of fake nursing on TV.
And you didn't know anything about nursing when you got this role?
Absolutely not. And oh, no, I played fake nurses before, but nothing to this
I mean,
magnitude.
Being a Filipino actress, I feel like you're going to get cast as a Filipino nurse exactly. At some point. But how many hours did you spend learning medical stuff for The Pit?
We had 2 weeks of boot camp.
Like medical school, a two-week medical school,
yeah.
But only TV medical school, not real medical school?
Correct. So, well, it's sort of real.
But if you're on an airplane right now and someone's like, is anyone here a nurse? Do you feel like you obligated to stand up and say, I play a nurse on TV?
Absolutely not.
You wouldn't even stand up. You would hide.
Yeah.
Because you're not skilled. But you still believe you're more skilled than we are because you've been around the stuff. I mean, Pitt, I think, is about to shoot its third season, right? I mean, it's
yeah.
A very successful show.
Mm-hmm, it is.
And you've saved many lives on that show before, or helped out saving lives. So injecting Allie's ass should be simple compared to some of the other stuff you've had to pretend to do.
Yeah, I think so. I need to put on Nurse Princess hat on right now. She's very confident. I'm not.
Oh, you have the nurse hat from the show?
Metaphorically.
Metaphorically.
Oh,
I thought
she was going to pull out a nurse
hat. I thought
she had a nurse costume.
There's also no nurse hats.
I thought about scrubs,
it's
but
not
this
the
is
spirit
best.
Store.
I thought she was going to be a naughty nurse. I was all excited. I was like, this is about to get great.
Well, and I think Klein, just after you administered the first shot, you did such a good job that you were like, dude, I'm like Filipino nurse status because everyone knows they're the best.
Right. They're the top ones. And people noticed that I did a little pinch on one side. I told you to put your weight, move your weight away from where I put the injection. Some of the things I picked up along the way. People said I got honorary Filipino status in that moment.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So I might be dishonored after this.
You may get thrown out of the Filipinos.
Yeah. But what was the hardest thing that you had to learn?
You know, funny enough, it's the numbers. I, as a nurse, I don't get to say a lot of the wild, long Latin
like
medical words.
Issue 5cc is a blah,
exactly,
blah, blah.
Exactly, because they change. Like, in one scene, the BP can change, you know, the SATs can change. So I have to know that.
God, when you're on a when you're on a medical show like that, and it's a lot of jibber jabber about, you know, this and that, do you ever get someone after the fact that lets you know, like, look, I'm a real nurse, and what you said was completely wrong, or would they make sure ahead of time because you have doctors on set that make sure that you guys are on the level, right?
Yeah, we have doctors, and we have at least 4 real nurses next to us.
And so, is it true you reached out to a nurse? You knew you were coming in here today to play jab ass with Allie,
yeah.
And you reached out to a real nurse that
yes.
You work with on the show,
yes,
to ask her the best best way to inject Allie's ass?
Yes.
And what did she say to you?
It's him. Yeah, he gave me a lot of advice. I don't know if I should say his name because if I do it wrong, I don't want people to come after him.
Right. That's probably smart.
But yeah, don't hesitate. I was told not to slap your ass.
I've
already wiped it with alcohol.
Yeah, we made that mistake.
Yes, we did make... Well, if you've seen any of the previous injections, we did make a lot of mistakes.
And Allie says that we're in the most critical 48 hours right now of her getting pregnant because they did the...
Transfer. Was on Monday.
On Monday. So here we are now on Wednesday, and if we don't get this right today, it could be on all of us. Like, we could be responsible for Allie not getting pregnant, and that means you as well. So a lot of pressure.
I'm going to vomit right now.
Yeah, a lot of pressure. And I didn't realize this, but apparently while you were shooting... the entire season of The Pit, you were pregnant, but they couldn't, your character was not, you were pregnant in real life, but your character was not pregnant, so they had to do that thing where they had to hide your pregnant belly.
Yeah.
So they constantly put you behind, like, bodies and stuff?
Desks, wheels, workstation wheels, I had clipboards, I had iPads.
Give her a bigger clipboard.
It's amazing what a clipboard can do, isn't it?
It really is amazing. The power of the clipboard.
You just have a massive clipboard by the end.
Yeah. All right, well, do you have any questions for Allie before you...
Or anything
down?
That I should do differently?
Oh, yes, I brought you...
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat. A place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
An ice pack, because apparently if you put it on the site before we inject, it will help with the pain.
Oh! So. Haven't done that one yet.
Well, we blew that. All right, so good to know. So once again, this is our first fake nurse who's actually a more real nurse than the rest of us have been. You're going back to the other cheek? You're alternating cheeks?
Yeah, you got to alternate cheeks each day.
And are you concerned at all? Have you ever given a shot before in real life or just TV fake shots?
TV fake shot.
So this is the first time you're actually gonna put something into a real human body.
Correct.
That's wow.
I'm always amazed whether it's fake or real, the ability to move a patient from the gurney to the hospital bed.
Oh, that's real on TV.
Where you do the 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
I mean, because you're moving a huge-ass body, dead weight, regardless whether it's a real dead person.
I'm going to give you some advice for the show, and I think The Pit's a great show, and obviously you guys have won awards and everything. You won an award, too, right? You won, what'd you win?
Actor Award for Outstanding Performance for Ensemble.
So congratulations on that. If it's such an emergency in the emergency room, why do they count all the way up to 3 before they move the body? Shouldn't they just do it on a 1 count?
Well, how are you going to do it together if you're just 1?
Yeah, it seems like if it's more urgent, why are we getting to 3? A lot of times they say, oh, we could have saved the guy. We lost a few seconds.
Sometimes not everyone's hands is like right where they should be.
Right. Well,
so
maybe
you do 1, 2, 3, like get it.
Why are you telling them how to improve in the medical community? You don't know what the hell you're doing.
I don't know what I'm doing, but it seems like if time is of the essence, this whole let's count to 3 thing, it seems like we're wasting valuable time there.
I mean, it just seems like...
We all know we're moving the body. Just go, 1.
I feel like someone's got to be like, hey, call it when they do that. Because in every scene, they're like, hey, no, I can bring him back to life.
Right.
Yeah, and there's got to be someone who's like, guys, it's over.
Well, once you write time of death on the clipboard, right, the one that's blocking your pregnant stomach, they got to write time of death on it. Then they don't even try anymore. So I guess that's the idea is you don't want to, because in the show, there's a lot of times when people have, quote, died, and then they are not dead, right? Couple times, couple close calls there.
I guess so, yeah. It hasn't happened on the show yet, I don't think.
Kristen, do you know anything about season three? Like, have you read the script yet?
No, but I saw in an interview that it's going to be around November, so like winter time.
So they haven't even sent you anything yet?
No.
Oh, wow.
All right, well, once again, in our studio right now, you know her as Nurse Princess de la Cruz from The Pitt, HBO, and she's about to become a real-life nurse now as she gives Allie the jab. So whenever you're going to walk over to her, Allie? Oh, Allie's coming over to you. And there's, once again, she's done fake nursing now for many hours, but she's never done real nursing stuff, and that's about to change.
Let's not forget.
Get ready. What is she doing? Is she sanitizing your hands?
Sanitizing.
Well, we haven't done that either.
Did you do the alcohol yet?
Whoops.
No, not yet.
Okay.
Do you want some of these? I have a glove I've been saving for the last few days.
It's a used glove.
No. Okay, fair enough. She's going to go ahead. Hold on. She's now swabbing Allie's ass. Okay. You can see this happening on YouTube right now as well. Okay. Allie's got her whole cheek out right now. And her whole cheek. That's a big ass needle. Is that the right needle, Allie?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go.
Right. That spot too.
This is.
Yeah, you can go above or below.
Above or below.
This is a.
Okay, Filipino nurses, don't come after me, okay? I went to clown school, not nursing school.
This is real life jab ass. She went to school to be an actress. She's jabbing Allie. Let's see if she has the same technique I do. Hold on. The needle is going in. She's pushing through.
You got it.
It's in. Allie's doing a better job of taking it. She's releasing the oil, hot oil. Progesterone is going into Allie in the most valuable 48 hours. We're watching the cycle of human life. The needle is still in. She's about to pull. What is she doing now? Well, she pulled the needles.
Baby.
Are you bleeding a lot? A lot of blood.
There's blood.
Whoa.
There's blood.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Ah. That's full.
Man, that's a lot.
I don't know. I'm bleeding a lot.
Are you really? More than normal? Oh, my God, you are. You're gushing. Hey, did you use the right needle or did you use the wrong one?
That's my God.
Allie could bleed out. We may need to get a real nurse in here. Hold on.
Yeah.
What do you use on?
Can we have Nurse Jordan?
Is there a real nurse? Get the Blink-182 nurse in here immediately. Allie's bleeding out hardcore.
Oh, God.
Is that Allie?
Allie.
No. I think you're good.
Allie, what happened there?
You know, one thing.
Hold on. Allie could pass out. I could pass out. Hold on one second. This is real life birth we're witnessing.
One thing that I've noticed is the way she put it in was flawless.
Flawless.
Beautiful.
That's in her Filipino nature.
Yeah, and the pace of injection was spot on. I noticed that when you how you take it out is...
That
is,
determines everything.
It determines
and
everything as far as whether it's going to bleed, how much it's going to bleed. Oh. And I haven't even figured it out yet because I've tried a lot of different things.
Well,
and you've done it slow, fast. It seems to make a difference.
Okay, so, this makes me feel better. So you always bleed when you pull it out.
I always bleed. I've bled every
time.
Not
with me.
Not this much.
No. You've drawn the most amount
of blood.
This
is a lot of blood.
Well, congratulations. This is our first celebrity nurse
from the Pitt.
Kristen, also known as Nurse Princess de la Cruz. Thank you for being here and helping us to kill Allie. Get her pregnant. Take a quick break. I'll be right back. Hopefully, if there's a real doctor listening, we may need you. We'll be back after that.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.